There's so much that we can reflect on today, both from the readings as well as from today's feast day. But I'll focus in on the feast day today of Saint André Bessette, because he is one of the great Canadian saints that we have. And you know, he was orphaned very young in his life, and he had to go to work in order to raise money for the family. And this is why he wound up going down to the northern states, because there was work there that he was able to have. He was always a very sickly person, not very tall. He was really, really short, actually. So he wasn't very, very tall at all. But even within his sickness and the difficulties he went through in his life, he was a very devout individual, very much connected with God. And it was his spiritual, or his parish priest, who suggested that he enter into the Holy Cross congregation. Now, he didn't think that he would fit there, because the Holy Cross Fathers, it was an educational order. So they ran schools in that, and he had very little education himself. He didn't graduate from high school or anything like that. He was a very poorly educated individual, but he followed the suggestion, and he was accepted into the order. Because, of course, with any religious order, there are those who are in charge of doing the teaching and that, but there are other tasks to be fulfilled. And he wound up being the porter. In other words, he would be the one welcoming guests to the house. And because of his great devotedness and his devotion to Saint Joseph particularly, we see that he eventually became very well known as a healer, that through his prayers, many people were relieved of their distress. So we ask for his intercession. I'm sure that all of you know people who need healing at this time. I know yesterday I found out, I was informed of somebody who needs healing. Today I was informed of somebody else who is in need of healing. And so I think that we all have people that we know that need healing. And so we want to ask the intercession of Saint André Bessette, because he became known as a healer, and people started to come from different places in order to see him. But there was a problem, because he was the porter at the religious congregation at their house. But this house wasn't just a residence for the religious brothers and priests. It was a school. And a lot of parents didn't want a bunch of sick people around their children. And so he wound up having to go to the railway station, which was nearby, in order to be meeting with the people who were coming to see him for healing. And like I say, he gained a tremendous reputation for this, so that people came from all over the place. If you go to St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, you'll see in one section of the church all the crutches that are hanging up on the wall from people who came there ailing, but left there whole, left there healed. He also, again, built St. Joseph's Oratory. He never saw the actual completion, but an oratory is a small chapel. If you've ever been to St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, it's not just a small chapel. It's a huge church. As a matter of fact, I think that there's still a law in the city of Montreal that no building can be built taller than St. Joseph's Oratory. So I believe that that law is still on the books there in Montreal. But here again, he started off small. He wanted to build just a small chapel in the property nearby. And he was given permission to start that. But it wound up getting bigger and bigger. At one point when they were building the larger St. Joseph's Oratory, they ran out of funds in order to try to complete this. And so the church, the walls were up and everything, but there was no roof on the church. So Saint André, in his tremendous faith, took a statue of Saint Joseph and placed it in the center of the floor of the church there. And he said, if Saint Joseph wants a roof over his head, he'll get one. Well, eventually the funds started to pour in once more, and they were able to complete the work. Like I say, Saint André never saw the final structure, but it was through his devotion, through his dedication, that St. Joseph's Oratory was built there. I'm always quite amazed at some of the great saints of our history. I mean, some saints lived in great obscurity, some lived in very difficult circumstances. St. Andre of Montreal, of course, I mean, he had his difficulties because he was dealing with chronic pain. And I'm amazed actually at that too, that somebody who is dealing with chronic pain can accomplish that much. Most of us, when we're dealing with chronic pain, we don't want to get out of bed in the morning. But he was able to accomplish so much, even though he was constantly in pain. But he obtained a great notoriety in this life. And that's what amazes me, is somebody who becomes somewhat famous and yet is able to maintain their humble stance before God. We see in the lives of a number of people who started out well, but once they achieved a certain level of fame, all of a sudden their faith, you know, went out the back door, and the fame overtook them. Well, that didn't happen with St. Andre. He became very well known, but his notoriety in that didn't stop him from still being devoted to God and being an instrument of God in this life. And he became so well known that in 1936, when he died, and his body was taken through the streets, his casket was taken through the streets of Montreal, more than 1 million people lined the streets of Montreal to pay their last respects to St. Andre. So just an amazing individual, and one of the few Canadian saints that we have that really showed this great power of God in terms of a healing ministry. So we ask again, like I say, for those that we have in our hearts that need healing, we ask for his intercession also for the healing ministry of Encounter Ministries. We pray for his intercession there, that God's healing power may be made known. But not just that people may be made whole, but through that, people will come to know God, to love him, and to serve him. Because the healing itself is not the end goal. The salvation of the soul is the end goal. That's the purpose of all of this. And if people can be led to God in order that their souls might be saved, and if it's through this kind of a healing ministry that that's accomplished, well, glory be to God for that. So like I say, we want to ask for his intercession today, and especially for those in our lives that we know who need healing at this time.